I lie still, my body weightless, immobile. It feels like I'm locked in a pitch-black room, unable to speak, choking on the smoke of my own folly. My uncle did this to me once when I was 9. My closest friend, Michael, and I had stolen a box of cigars, hand-rolled by an elderly lady from Havana, who worked on the corner of Burgundy and St. Louis. When Uncle Nico caught us smoking them in the alley behind Jacques, he sent Michael home, his voice deathly quiet, filled with foreboding. Then my uncle locked me in a hall closet with a box of cigars and a tin of matches. He told me I could not leave until I finished every single one of them. That was the last time I ever smoked a cigar. It took me weeks to forgive Uncle Nico. Years to stomach the smell of burning tobacco anywhere in my vicinity. Half a lifetime to understand why he'd felt the need to teach that particular lesson. I try to swallow this ghost of bile. I fail. I know what Nicodemus has done, though the memory is still unclear, fogged by the weakness of my dying body. I know he has made me into one of them. I am now a vampire, like my uncle before me, like my mother before me, who faced the final death willingly, her lips stained red and a lifeless body in her arms. I am a soulless son of death, cursed to drink the blood of the living until the end of time. It sounds ridiculous even to me, a boy raised on the truth of monsters. Like a joke told by an unfunny aunt with a penchant for melodrama. A woman who cuts herself on her diamond bracelet and wails as drops of blood trickle onto her silken skirts. Like that, I am hunger once more. With each pang, I become less human. Less of what I once was and more of what I will forever be. A demon of want, who simply craves more, never to be sated. White-hot rage chases behind the bloodlust, igniting like a trail of saltpeter from a powder keg. I understand why Uncle Nico did this, though it will take many lifetimes for me to forgive him. Only the direst of circumstances would drive him to turn the last living member of his mortal family, the lone heir to the Saint Germain fortune, into a demon of the other world. His line has died with me, my human life reaching an all-too-sudden end. This choice must be one of last resort. A voice resonates in my mind. A feminine voice, its echoes tremulous.
Please, save him. What can I say that will make you save him? Do we have a deal?
When I realize who it is, what she must have done, I howl, a silent howl, the sound ringing in the hollows of my lost soul. I cannot think about that now.